Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 17, Property Management. This portion of your tape will review some key points in the rapidly growing specialty of property management. Anyone engaged in the business of managing the property of others for a fee must have a real estate license in most states. The duties of property managers fall under the laws of agency. The owner is considered the principal, while the property manager is considered a general agent. Check Chapter 4 for a review of agency duties. The two primary objectives of a property manager are to obtain the highest net operating income for the owner and to maintain and even enhance the owner's investment. The management agreement should include a description of the property, the duration of the agreement, a description of the manager's responsibilities and authority, a statement of the owner's purpose, and the method for calculating the management fee. A good agreement will also spell out which operating expenses will be paid by the owner and how often the manager should submit reports to the owner. A professional property manager should prepare a budget that reflects anticipated income and expenses for each property managed. The income portion of that budget is tied to effective rental rates. Tenant selection is critical to effective property management. The manager must determine if the space meets the tenant's needs and if the tenant is willing and able to make the rental payments. As stated earlier, a professional property manager is responsible for maintenance of the property, including preventive and corrective maintenance. In addition to adhering to the federal fair housing laws when leasing or showing property, the manager must also be familiar with the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. This law, in essence, prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities. Another important area of responsibility for a property manager has to do with risk reduction. Although the ultimate decision must be made by the owner of the property, the manager should evaluate potential problems and make recommendations. Hazardous conditions should be corrected if possible. Attention should also be given to security issues, and the property should be adequately insured against both hazard and liability. There are many professional organizations available to property managers in specialized fields. They offer training and support for their members.